complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees right. of offenses, and yes. then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Jeez. What?
This is Marconi award-winning?
Get kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm saying.
So shocking.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, Advanced Hair Restoration and Service Experts bring us the emergency brake of the week. That is amazing. Every time I hear George DiGiani canceling his show because his guest canceled, like 10 seconds into the show. That's an all-timer. So love hearing that. Okay, candidate number one. I do believe this is the first time this character has ever been nominated. And this is Crestman, who gets brought into Gordo talking about the cars at Crest.
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Crest! Cadillac.
Panic Star.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Crest Man. Crest Cadillac, 121 on the tollway in Frisco.
I heard that.
You know all about it, don't you?
Yeah, man.
It's the start of the holiday sales season, and Crest Cadillac is celebrating with very competitive low APR financing options on the Lyric, the Optic, and the Vistic.
Love all of them.
Until the, which one of those are you driving?
Mystic.
The Mystic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that not it? One that I mentioned, so.
Oh.
The Lyric, the Optic, and the
Lyric,
Vistic.
Yeah, Lyric, I'm sorry.
Until the end of the month, 2.9% APR financing is available for 60 months.
I think
months.
That's a basketball team.
I don't know why that cracked me up so much, yay! But yeah. He misses the copy points from time to time when you bring him on. I don't know why you keep bringing him on.
Because I love him. He's just so
he's
down
a lovable
to earth,
character,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah, but Crestman. Is candidate number
he's,
one.
And he's now driving a not-yet-developed Cadillac Mystic.
He was close. All right, there's Crestman, candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the weekend. It's Elf, who loves talking about food. And I'm surprised we all get tripped up by words. I'm surprised he's tripped up by this word, and this is a really funny word to us because of our friend Frank Caliendo. Let's listen.
So they had filet mignon.
Oh.
Which was amazing. And they had some kind of chicken cockamamie. I don't know what the hell it was.
Fajitas.
Yeah, fajitas. All right. I mean, but they had, you know, the vegetables and the some kind of sauce dripping and oozing down the sides, right? Okay. And then they had a salad with the arugula and tomatoes, but they had a gigantic ball.
Wait,
of,
time
of,
out. What did you say?
What'd I say?
Or what?
Arugula?
Arugula, you mean?
That too. Listen, it's Sunday morning. Give me a break.
Nailed it.
I had a big ball of mozzarella, and then you drizzled the balsamic glaze on the top. Oh, listen. Ooh.
He didn't get
mozzarella.
Arugula.
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 Never heard it pronounced that way.
No, I hadn't either.
And to get called out by EA of
that's
all people.
That's the thing that got me was that if you are corrected by EA, something has really gone wrong.
You've hit the lowest point of your life if you've been corrected by
the
EA.
The talking bear has to interrupt you.
You believe arugula.
One more time.
So they had filet mignon.
Oh.
Which was amazing.
Mignon
and they
is
had
a little
some
bit
kind
weird.
Of chicken yeah. cockamamie. I don't know what the hell it was.
Fajitas.
Yeah, fajitas. All right. I mean, but they had, you know, the vegetables and the some kind of sauce dripping and oozing down the sides, right?
Okay.
And then they had a salad extra, with extra. The arugula and tomatoes, but they had a gigantic
say that.
Ball.
Wait,
of,
time out. What did you say?
What did I say?
Or what?
Arugula?
Arugula, you mean?
That that too. Listen, it's Sunday morning. Give me a break.
Nailed it.
And a big ball of mozzarella, and then you drizzle the balsamic glaze on the top. Oh, listen.
Oh, man. I love Elf, especially when he talks food. And he is candidate number two.
Filet mignon, chicken cockamamie, and arugula.
Right there.
Chicken cockamamie. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. All right. So is this. We love it this holiday season when killer is brought onto the air just a little bit more. Jason Killer Kellison. Now, again, we always preface it by saying if we named an MVP up here, it would be Killer. He does everything. He produces, he engineers, he helps make out schedules. He just does, he's such a loyal employee. But then sometimes when he turns on his mic, this happens.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Leonard and Skinner. Leonard Skinner and Foreign. Double trouble vision. Ugh. Leonard Skinner and Foreigner. Double vision, double trouble tours coming to Dos Equis Pavilion on August 28th. Get tickets and information at livenation.com. Text double to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Good morning, Friday morning.
That's all I got.
Great work, man.
Leonard and Skinnerd, what the hell was I doing?
What?
I think it was actually Leonard the Skinnerd.
Did you bring some stuff back from Las Vegas and take it a moment ago?
I wish I could have said I did, but I didn't.
Wish I could have said.
The inability to read.
Well, the beginning of that is just great, and it's also awesome how intentional grounding just lays out and just lets him try to get the thing back on the road. All right, one more time.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Leonard and Skinner. Leonard Skinner and Foreign. Double trouble vision. Ugh. Leonard Skinner and Foreigner. Double vision, double trouble tours coming to Dos Equis Pavilion on August 28th. Get tickets and information at livenation.com. Text double to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Good morning, Friday morning.
That's all I got.
Well, good morning, Friday morning.
We got to get that shirt going, don't we? Good morning, Friday morning.
So it was Leonard and Skinnerd.
Uh-huh.
And then what did he say?
And Foreign.
And Foreign double vision.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think he did pretty well,
he
actually.
He did.
And then even when he got rolling, he struggled with the 28th and a couple of other words.
Oh, Killer, you are so great. So it's Crestman, Elf, or Killer. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is my friend Cesar up in New York.
Okay.
Hey, the Cowboys going to win the Super Bowl in Minnesota this year?
That's not terrible.
That's not bad, yeah. Who you like in the e-break?
Not bad. I like the other New York who talks about the filet mignon, the elf. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, fake Mike Francesor. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Dripping and Oozing.
Wow, Elf, out of the gate with two votes. Hey, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, it's e-break man with some Leonard Skinner. They call me the muser. Yeah, the muse and the earth.
Great guitar leg. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, what were the choices again?
Oh, my gosh, that guy. Hi, you're on The Ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, Joe, it's Cruz in Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
It's like Coach Timmy V told me. He said, so what if you don't like guys that like to cuddle with each other? I don't like them neither. And I vote for Elf.
Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Illiterate Killer and Hooter Brown.
Hey. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah.
This is Mitchell Page. I'm calling from my 1979 top baseball card on the back of Junior's toilet.
Okay.
The horror I've seen over 46 years. I need you to come get me off the back of his guest room toilet.
Okay, you have a vote?
How many times can he memorize my stats? while squeezing one out.
Okay, yeah, we get
we
it.
The scene.
Okay, we got the yeah.
Please come help me.
Who you vote for?
I need to go help.
Okay, he's
I out. Don't find it funny that you're using Mitchell Page.
I don't either.
The late great Mitchell Page yeah. is a punchline here.
Yeah, I don't either.
Went to Cal Poly Pomona, if I remember correctly.
Okay, you just looked that up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Yeah.
Long time listener. What were y'all doing?
Oh my gosh. Hello, you are on the ticket. It used to be America's favorite radio station. Until this segment.
is it Mike Quick and Heath Sherman?
No. Do you have a vote? No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey, yeah, shout out to the Baylor Tailgate 425 crew.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit of a chess man myself, so I'll vote for George.
Huh. Okay, I get it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
It's Crest Man, not Chest Man.
Uh-oh. I'm doing you boys again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
And well, I missed you too, Jub. You were away for a while, and boy, while the Jub cat was away, the mice did play.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! That Marge came on. All of her stories went totally unchallenged. And at one point, that was probably the most uncomfortable 22 seconds in ticket history, where she started making out with the young Michael. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Yeah. But I think you just get on and vote.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for the cat that was on the ticket the first day I ever listened. Elf.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Dripping and Oozing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have somewhat of a surprise winner here. And Mark Elfenbein.
Man.
Who out-duels Killer, who I thought would be, you just never know.
There were many who thought Killers was the e-break of the year.
Maybe.
And he didn't even get e-break of the week.
Leonard and Skinner did not win. Elf wins it.
So they had filet mignon.
Oh.
Which was amazing. And they had some kind of chicken cockamamie. I don't know what the hell it was.
Fajitas.
Yeah, fajitas. All right. I mean, but they had, you know, the vegetables and the some kind of sauce dripping and oozing down the sides, right?
Okay.
And then they had a salad with the arugula and tomatoes, but they had a gigantic ball.
Wait, time out.
What
did you say?
What did I say?
Or what?
Arugula?
Arugula, you mean?
That too. Listen, it's Sunday morning. Give me a break. They had a big ball of mozzarella, and then you drizzle the balsamic glaze on the top. Oh, listen.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just the dripping and oozing and arugula and chicken cockamamie. It was just so much there that you can't help but win.
I just don't know that that's ever that attractive to say about food. That something was dripping and oozing.
Right. Of course.
That is beautiful. Kind of a pus-colored sauce.
Oh, okay,
with a
you didn't
sauce.
Say that.
Get up!
All right, how many wins is that for Elf?
The tip sheet had the odds today at a -150 for Killer, and Elf at a +300 upset today.
Wow.
Okay. That is Elf's third e-break win all time, and he is now 136 behind the all-time leader, Norman Hiskus.
Okay. It's 809.
Long way to go for Elf.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go. That's a very small number for 30-some-odd years here. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.